The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
I am your brother, John. I come often to pray with you in these circles, and when you are by yourself. Today, I desire to bring the truth of God's love to those souls who visit, who are not regularly here, who reside in the spirit world. There are many, many souls here. Yes, some of you are curious. But beyond the curiosity, there's a desire within your souls. It's a desire shared by all of those that you see here. That desire that is in their souls, which lights their souls. It is a desire to know God. God is your creator. God is the creator of all things, all souls, everything. And God has a special gift. These souls that you see with light, that light comes from the divine love that God has blessed them with. You are welcome to join us in this prayer. You are welcome to step within this circle, to open your souls and allow those longings to ascend to your Father and ours. This is why we gather. This is why we come together to ask the Father for his love. And as we do so, he blesses each soul uniquely with love and with blessings meant for each individual to help them move forward in their progression. Look upon these souls that you see here. See the brightness. See the peace. See the joy. All of that comes from your Creator. Join us. Open your souls and long for that love that only God can give to you. My brothers and sisters will help you. We are lifting you all above the human condition, above the condition in which you normally live. We are bringing you higher, closer to God. And if you feel the burning in your soul, it is that desire to be with God. So open up. Open to this love. As we surround you all in this circle, I am John the Beloved, and I come to love you, to help you, to uplift you, all of you, along with my brothers and sisters from the celestial heavens. And the Father's love flows into our souls. Open wide. Open deeply. And feel the peace. Bless you.
Greetings all. I'm Siren, Simon of Cyrene. I wish to speak to you this evening about love. I know you have heard the message about love so many times, and yet there's always more love. Every time you reach to the Father and ask for his love, there's more love for you and for your friends and family and the whole world. There is more love. Too many people walk on your streets without love. There are streets of love on which you need to walk. Walk holy, walk lively, walk in peace, walk in joy, walk in love. I know the message of love and walking is familiar to you because you have walked for so many years on this path of love. Do you realize that there's still so many more years for you to walk, both in the flesh and in the spirit world, on this path of love? Pray sincerely and honestly for the leaders of the world to receive love, because there is hardly any love they have in their souls. They're so taken up with the physical, the man-made, and the power that they forget that they have love in their souls, if they ever knew. Most of them, no doubt, think of love in the human condition, in the human form. But we, together with you, we in the celestials, together with you, think of the celestial love, the burning ember lit by the Father in your souls, from his soul to your soul. The love of the Father reigns supreme. There is no other love greater. And when the leaders of the world say to their people, we love you and this is why we do this or that, and then they take you to war. And then they take you to war. The leaders of the world know of love for themselves first and foremost. They may say they love the country, but only when the country loves them back. Then they talk about love. Unconditional love is not theirs. It is yours. Yours to give and yours to receive. Do not forget, you need to also to give and to receive. To pray for self and pray for others. Every day of the year, you pray for self and for others. In love, with love, with joy, with peace in your heart. I have peace in my heart now. I have peace in my heart when I help Jesus with the cross. I have peace in my heart. I wish you all joy, love, and peace. Pray for yourselves, your family, the world, and its leaders. Difficult times are coming. Much prayer is needed. Pray more in love. Pray more in love. I beg of you. I ask you. I pray with you. Amen. I am Jacob with the truth of God's love. Truth is important. Love is essential. No, they both go together. Not one without the other. In our time, we knew not of God's divine love. We are so grateful to our brother Jesus, who brought us that message of God's love that can permeate our souls. Are you open to receive that love? You are. Are you? Are your souls open to receive that love? They are. Are they? You know, and you will know, and you shall know. And your souls are open sufficiently to receive that love, day in and day out, night in and night out, evening, morning, whatever time of day. It's possible for you to receive that love. You have a difficult time with an individual. You pray love for that person. You have hurt for the children who are dying in the wars. You pray for those children. You love them. You send your love as well as God's love, you ask for them. Do not forget the children. So often as adults, we go along in love and light, just as we did, you do. without thinking about the children, except to know they're coming along to help the families. But we need to let them know that they have a soul and they too can receive a love through prayer. This divine love will transform their souls as well as the souls of the adults. Yes, I know this now. Of course, I did not know that when I was on Earth. But I'm pleased to bring you this message to remind you of the children. So many are making their transition because of war, hunger, starvation, literally. Love them. Send love to them. It's a time for the children of the world to be encased in love, that you can help that fabric that will encase them. That fabric of love, you can help them. You can help them. You can.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.